أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. آمين. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful, the praise, the thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise, the thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help. We beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him. We put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray, there is none that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in his book, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds and he will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best of guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us in his book, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will exalt in degrees those of you who believe and those who have been granted knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well acquainted with all that you do. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, it is only those who have been granted knowledge amongst his slaves that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is almighty, all forgiving. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we come to the subject that is very key to this deen. It is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala implies with the very first word revealed. Iqra. Read. Iqra. Bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. read in the name of your Lord who created. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ عَلَقٍ, created man from a blood clot. اِقْرَى وَرَبُّكَ الْأَكْرَمُ, read and your Lord is generous, the most generous. الَّذِي عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمُ, he is the one who taught with the pen, or taught by using the pen. عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ, he taught man مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمُ, that which he did not know. So these first ayahs, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, should give us a clue about what this deen encourages and is built upon. Ilm, knowledge. And such is the subject of our khutbah today. Now Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions with regards to this, the ilm, he said, learn the knowledge. And by knowledge, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we are talking about all of that that is related to al-Islam. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given status with. What he has given a status with, what he elevated, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions in the Holy Quran about other nations, in order to raise them, it wasn't with money. It wasn't with power. It was with knowledge. And we had preference or given status to Bani Israel with knowledge. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done the same with the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, granting this ummah ilm, knowledge. So this is what we're speaking of, not secular knowledge. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he said that the prophets don't leave wealth, but their inheritance, what they pass down, is knowledge. So this is when we go through this hadith, this is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, this is what he's referring to. So again, he said, learn the knowledge. By learning for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a good deed. And studying it is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And searching for it is jihad. By seeking it, it is ibadah, and teaching it is sadaqah. Presenting it to your family is also a good deed because it contains what is halal and what is haram, and it is a guide to Jannah, paradise. It makes you happy when you are alone. It speaks to you when there's no one else around. It lives with you if you have been of those who migrate or are in exile, guides you to what is happy or gives you happiness, helps you when you are in trouble, and you are decorated by it when you have nothing else to decorate yourself. It is a weapon against your enemy. It raises your status amongst the elite. It grants you a place amongst the kings in the dunya, and a companion amongst the abrar, or those who have been given status in the akhirah, in the end. Whenever you use your brain within this knowledge, it is equal to fasting, meaning when you try and exert yourself to obtain it and to understand it, it is equivalent to fasting. When you review it, the knowledge, it is equal to salah. And he continued, by the knowledge, you continue the tie and you are able, whether you continue that bond with yourself in this deen, and you are able to judge within the rules, and by the knowledge, you will know what is permissible and what is forbidden. And by the knowledge, you will know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His oneness, and with this knowledge, you will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thus you will truly worship Him. Just for a point of reference, so that we understand this, that the hadith and the Quran, they work in tandem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says with regards to as-salah, inna salata tanha al-fashai wa munkar, surely the salah forbids what is fahsha, which is the big sins, wal munkar, and what is hated. But wa la dhikrullahi akbar. But the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater. When you are studying what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that knowledge that has been passed down, that is equivalent to making dhikr. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, As-Sadiq al-Amin, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the best of the dunya and the best of the end is al-ilm, the knowledge. And the evil of the dunya and the evil of the end is ignorance. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, do you know the value of knowledge? Listen to what again what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. The value of knowledge of the scholars specifically will be weighed on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the Day of Judgment, as will the blood of those who were sacrificed or who were killed in the way of Allah, the martyrs. Neither of them will have preference over the other. Anyone who wakes in the morning to seek knowledge, it is more loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than 100 fights or battles in his cause. No one who seeks the knowledge for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him an angel who brings him a promise of Jannah, of paradise. Whoever dies and his inheritance are the inks and pens with which he would write down this knowledge, then he is the one who will enter paradise. And of course, Allah knows best. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiallahu anhu, he said, the people of the least value will be the people of the least knowledge. As well, he said, knowledge is like a river, and wisdom is like an ocean. The scholars, they make tawaf around the river, meaning they go around it, they encompass it, they encircle it, while the wise dive deep into the ocean. And the people who know, meaning like ulul albab, those who have studied the scholars and made themselves available to the wise, they are those who sail the ocean in ships safely, meaning they benefit from both the knowledge and the wisdom. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, there is nothing that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talked more about than the knowledge. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he reminded us that the destruction of my ummah will be due to two things: abandoning knowledge and hoarding wealth. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was asked, what is the best of actions? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the fiqh, or the understanding, its application in his deen, in this religion. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he continued to repeat this. The man said, I asked you about action. You speak about knowledge. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the knowledge benefits you and you have very little responsibility for action. Meaning that without much action, you benefit with knowledge. While ignorance doesn't benefit you at all, no matter how much action you do. As well, Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam, he said, whoever learns and acts upon his knowledge, then he will be rewarded as one of the great ones and will be considered one of the great ones in the domain of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, the knowledge is the lock and the question is the key. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you of our dear Muslim brother, one who is considered a great scholar in al-Islam and was blessed to have lived near the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hassan al-Basri. He said, I saw people from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, quote, whoever does anything without knowledge, what he messes up is more than what he fixes. And whoever moves without knowledge is like one who walks or who travels on the wrong road. So seek knowledge in the way that you do not destroy your worship, and worship in a way that you do not destroy your knowledge. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, would you like to know who is the most generous of those who are generous? They said, yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most generous of the generous. And I am the most generous of the children of Adam alayhi salam. And the most generous after me is the man who teaches knowledge and then spreads it. And he will rise on Yawm al-Qiyamah as a nation all by himself. And he will be given, or rather rise, with the same reward as those who fought in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until they died. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, who never learned while they were young will not be advanced or given the status just because of their age. So this is contrary to the idea that wisdom is conferred with age. Not always. You know, there is a such thing as an old fool. Luqman alayhi salam, Luqman the wise, he was known to say, sit with the scholars and sit with them until your knees touch theirs. Because Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings to life the hearts through wisdom, just as he brings to life the earth with water from the sky. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith of Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, waylun li ummati, woe upon my ummah, from the evil of the scholars who make the knowledge a business to sell. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never make their business successful. As well, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he said, whoever issues a religious edict, or like passes a rule with regards to how Islam should be applied as we know it as a fatwa, and he does so without knowledge, the angels in the heavens as well as on the earth, all of them together, pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend his curse upon them. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from talking about that which we do not know, and save us from being amongst those who do not seek what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given as far as instruction. May Allah bless us to be amongst those who hear the truth and inshallah ta'ala apply it to the best of their ability. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum astaghfirullah inna Allaha ghafurur rahim.